And the final coach on today's teleconference is Rutgers C. Vivian Stringer. The Scarlet Knights have 8 letter winners returning from last year's team that went 19-15 and advanced to the second round of the WNIT. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the floor for questions.
Yeah, thank you for everyone being on the teleconference, and I'm hoping that everyone continues to support Big Ten basketball. And, we've got 8 returners, none of whom have started. I think one has started 14 games and another started 5 games. Probably between the two of them, they've averaged about 7 points. So, obviously, we've got a real, real serious makeover. We've got a lot of college transfers and JC players. And so our objective is to get better every day, which we are, working hard. And I think that, who knows, we might surprise a lot of people toward the end. But to be honest with you, it's a serious work in progress. So so the process has begun. I can honestly say that they're buying into as much as they can, but it's bringing everybody from all corners of the earth, and we're trying to put it together. So it's frustrating a lot in a lot of instances, but on the other hand, it's rewarding, and I do believe that that we'll keep the process going, and at the end, we'll finally get to where we want to be.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you have a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Christy Winterscott, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm fine, Christy.
Great. I know you said you have 8 returners, but not a lot of game experience. What goals have you set for your team so far? And not in terms of wins and losses, but small goals in terms of your philosophy, in terms of your execution, what you want to see on the floor, and how many of those goals have been met in the first couple of months in working with the team?
Really, Christy, none of the goals have been met. I'm going to be very honest with you, but that's because our process, our decision is that we're going to win 10 minutes at a time. So we're talking about the process to recognize and embrace those factors, as you know, that are key to winning basketball games. And so that has to do with turnovers. It has to do with assists, seeing the extra pass and making sure that we put ourselves in the best possible position to score, and definitely rebounding. And, we've got to rebound. We're very, very little. There's no one on our team that really represents a 5, not anywhere near size-wise or anything like that. But I think that we just want to be the best team. And I've had talent before, as I share it with our team, a lot more talent. But our goal is to be the best team. And I think that always the best team will reach the greater goal at the end when everybody is chipping in and everyone is working to become a team member. And then we're going to continue to sell that. And I think that the team understands that and they're working toward that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Debbie Ann Snelly, ESPN.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Doing great, Coach. Can you sort of give us or tip us off to where some of your offense might come from and what players we can look to so that we know when we go from November to February, we're going to say, Coach Stringer told us to keep an eye on that kid.
Debbie, I really don't know. I'm just being honest. However, it's going to come from everybody. Everybody's going to chip in a little point here and a little point there. Who knows? I really don't know. We don't have that. You know that Tyler's not back this year, right? So for me to put on and or expect any one person to deliver, that's not going to happen. In fact, probably, believe it or not, I need to set as our goal to make sure that it moves around fast enough that nobody knows other than us recognizing what is the easiest possible shot that we can get. Because I think that if any one person assumes or takes it on themselves, like Tyler has to take, and had to, Kalia and Benaz and the rest of them, they knew that they were the primary scorers because it generally comes out of the 2, 3, and 4 position. But honestly, I don't even know who's starting yet. And so those factors become several. One, who can play the defense that we need? I don't know because we're still missing one of the positions. 4 four people, I think, could possibly play it, but honestly, where's the fifth person? I don't know. So then we're looking at that in terms of, okay, if these people can represent, you know, something that we've been identified as having been able to do, which is the 55 defense, then can they also be the best offensive team? That's not happening. So I'm still – we're working at it. I'm just telling you the truth. We're still working at developing who the 55 people are, or do we need to leave that alone, go to another press, which everything is evolving, but at the end we're going to find the best offense, the best defense for the players that we have, and we'll continue to get better.
Coach, have you ever been in this position before with your 40-plus years where you had so many question marks?
No. The answer is no. No. And there's plenty of reasons, but I'm not going to even go into it. But, no, in my lifetime, even when I started at Cheney, never have I been in this situation. But I'm kind of glad because it's always good that in a lifetime we get a chance to try a lot of different things. So this is a different experience. And I know what I should do mentally, you know, and I'm prepared for that. But I've got to execute in my mind what I must do. And I think that I could feel very rewarded. And it could be a rewarding experience for me. It's important that that I adjust to this situation, and that is what it is.
Your next question is from Charles Hallman, Minnesota Spokesman.
Good morning, Coach. Good to talk with you. If you can give us assessment, a brief assessment on the rule changes that happened last year and your and if do you see anything else that needs to be done to improve this game, and also do you see the players, you know, slowly grasping what you want to teach them even at this early point of the game?
I see the eyes open, so the lights are on, and it looks like somebody's trying to be home, which means that we're trying to engage. Let me give you an example. The 55 has, we've owned the 55. So I noticed that in a tape, a scrimmage tape, we didn't even get in position 12 times. It was 12 times we played the guys. We got into a position two of those times and never got a trap. And I'm thinking, well, dang, we got midgets in here. So you would think that the midgets could get at least to the first trap. You know, what is happening here? So, you know, but in looking at it, one of my coaches said, Coach, what if as soon as we score, everybody runs to their spot, or as the ball's going up, everybody runs to their spot? Well, to be honest with you, I've coached that particular defense forever. And I thought, you know what, I'm willing to try anything. And he was saying, well, you know what, Coach, maybe if they knew the 3, 4, and 5 who are integral in the right at the beginning of this press, then at least leaves the 5 close to the basket. It encourages the 3 to rebound. You know, and I thought, okay, good. I'm willing to try anything. And that's what we did. And that's what we're trying to get together. But it was amazing because, yep, I mean, anyway, you know, like 1,000 ways to skin a cat, and that's what we're trying to do. So I'm still open. I'm open to that, and I know that the team is trying. That's what I do know. I know that they want to represent what it means to be a Scarlet Knight, and that's what's most important. I don't think that they're not arrogant. They're fun-loving kids. They're good kids. They mean well, and they're proud to be here, and they know the responsibility and what it takes to be a Scarlet Knight. So they want to represent as best they can. So. That's all I can tell you. We just got a lot of work. Seriously, a lot of work.
And on the rules from last year, the changes, what's your assessment on that, and anything that needs to be done?
I don't even know. I really don't know. I'm not going to even touch it because I'm afraid they'll start talking about the rules. They'll be looking for me. So I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. You know what's amazing to me, though, is sometimes I wonder why they make a whole brand new book for one or two changes. For example, what's the difference between a 2-point contact versus a 3-point contact with the post in, you know, in a post-up position. So now we really could put our knee under a person's, you know, tailbone and move them out. So, you know, like, we just go around, and so there's reasons to have these meetings, which it don't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. I think my biggest issue is just trying to, you know, get skills, you know, passing and shooting and screening and the exacting the reasons for all that. So I don't even concern myself. You know, the 10-second rule, I mean, no, there's no point in saying anything. I just want the officials to do what they know they've been trained to do, and I'll go along with it, whatever it is.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this season.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Shelley Till, BTN.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Doing well here in Iowa. First of all, I just want to say I know I speak for probably everybody on this call, but I just appreciate your candid and your honesty, and I could listen to you all day long.
Well, thank you. You know what? I am going. You can promise this. I do not have a patent answer. I don't care who and what anybody says. I'll promise you, I will tell you the truth. And let's just keep it real. And you know what? I think that the players appreciate that. You know, the business of coming up with you know, the politically correct answer. Stop it. You know, you guys aren't stupid. You know, you can see. And so I'm just going to tell you the truth. And thank you. And I will tell you the truth.
And to that point, you know, you've been around for so long. You've dealt with so many different kinds of players. And I know you've seen how players have evolved, not just in their talent level, but in their mentality and in how you work with them, how you work through the process. And I know you're very focused on the process. Can you just comment on how you've had to, how you've handled the changes in the players, especially in this younger generation, and now that you have so many young players on your team, how do you handle that in terms of your process and approach with them?
Well, first of all, let me say this about this group of players. It's not about them being anything other than enthusiastic and wanting to do better. That's number one. And so I think that any coach would be happy to have that element. What I'm sharing is that what I'm talking about is develop skills. And that's the frustrating part of this. It has to do with, are we ready for this next level? There's a lot of little things that have to be addressed, and you know that, you know, because I think you played ball before. So what I'm talking about is, you know, the reception and their willingness to do that, they are more than willing. And that's what I'm hopeful and I have hope for, you know, but it's honestly, it's the level of talent right now that knowing what we have to deal with going into the Big Ten that concerns me, you know, and a lot of our players that are there, we got 8 new people, but only 4 of those guys can play, you know, so you are returning exactly 7 points from last year, 7, and you've got to count on young people who are just learning a new system and the exactness of everything, and our own players who have never really played a significant role. That's major, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. It's really not their fault. Now, I'm not saying that at all. I can put my arm, extend my arms and say, man, I really appreciate you. I love you. They don't know what it takes, but they're willing to. So if we say at 55, which is a pretty grueling conditioning, they're not looking at you like, dang, why do we have to do that? That's not the case. You know, I appreciate that. It's just that they don't even know what it takes to win at this particular level. You know, and it's our job to teach them. And I've tried to help them to understand that I'm not going to be the one that's going to be hugging you and telling you it's okay when it's not okay. If we want to be where we need to be, and everybody agrees that that's what we want to prove to the world that unlike anybody that could possibly believe this, that we're going to have 8 people who are coming in there with 7 points total ever, and they're coming from California, North Carolina, I mean, Florida, everywhere, we're going to all get together. It's just like a bunch of a hodgepodge of people who have their mindset. Dang, we might not be the best this, we might not be the best that, but we're going to be the best team. And we're going to get together and persevere. And ultimately, we're going to reach, you know, that point where we can, you know, be happy. And really, you know, for us to get to an NCAA would make us happy. Would make us happy, but we have to be the best team. So that's our emphasis. I'm happy about the group, the mindset, you know. But if one thing, they don't know what they don't know. How's that? They don't even know what they don't know, you know. But there's not a belligerence or not an attitude. They're good kids. They're good kids. I just, you know, I'm just going to keep on trying to encourage them to do better because, you know, that's what's going to take. We got a long way to go.
Well, they're in very good hands, Coach. Thanks and good luck this season.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You guys, all of you, have a great afternoon. Enjoy the Friday. We're going to have one day of practice, and then tomorrow I think we play Manhattan in the scrimmage, close scrimmage. I could feel better if we could look a whole heck of a lot better. And we'll just keep working. I can promise you that. And it's going to be much better at the end or more toward the middle than it is at the beginning.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us today. All the best for a successful season.